Calling it the Wake Up Canyons campaign, Canyons Resort purchased hundreds of ceramic mugs and filled them with coffee at six area establishments to let locals know more about its new voluntary guest donation program. Canyons General Manager Mike Gore says it's a program that is run through Canyons' parent company, Vail Resorts.
This is a program that's part of our Vail Echo program, a community giving program where we give a dollar from all of our online sales for season's passes, tickets, room nights. And this is proven in some of the other communities that Vail operates in to be quite a substantial amount of money to give to local nonprofits. Great program.
What are we talking about, substantial?
Well, remains to be seen, but I think, you know, we've said it's in the tens of thousands of dollars. So we'll see, and we'll build on it from there.
When online purchases are made on everything from season passes to lodging and eventually green fees for the golf course, guests, he says, are prompted whether they would like to add a dollar to their purchase. Gore says most of them check the box yes. All of the money raised from sales at Canyons will go to Mountain Trails Foundation, which Director Charlie Sturgis says will be used for winter grooming, as well as trail restoration and maintenance during the summer months.
Well, believe it or not, sometimes people go, you know, what do you do with the money? You know, when I take a look at our financial statement, sometimes I go, I'm kind of blown away exactly what we spend on basically grooming, trail maintenance, and trail building. It almost gets to a six-figure deal for the course of the year. So it's not inexpensive work. And we do, as I sometimes joke, for an environmentally friendly organization, we burn a boatload of gas and a lot of motors. So there's no way around it. That's just the way it is. I mean, whether we own ATVs or skid steers or bobcats, whatever, we use a lot of man and we use a lot of fuel.
Sturgis says having something like this will ensure the preservation of the organization in years to come.
It's a substantial amount of money, but what it really does, it guarantees going into the future to a large degree that there will be money there to work under even the bleakest of financial circumstances. And that's something that just before I started, you know, in 2008, 2009, people weren't giving money readily to nonprofit organizations. And when I started, I was really kind of had this little mantra that we needed to be financially sustainable. And this is kind of probably one small step, generous step, to being able to do that.
Gore says Mountain Trails Foundation is a great fit for the program and chosen by Canyon's employees.
As we look through the community, certainly a number of worthy partners and nonprofits. But this is a program that I just think, and collectively at the resort, we all thought this is one that ties really well to our efforts and some of our own mission and culture within the company. And so it was a bit of a process. Our employees get to choose these things, and this was the one that we selected for this year.
So is it just a one-year deal?
That's correct.
So the nonprofit would change next year?
It could, or it could be Mountain Trails Foundation again. But, yeah, we'll go through a process once again with our employees and select another community nonprofit to partner with.
That's Mike Gore with Canyons Resort. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.